We started this off this week, the third game, and we're treating it as much like a game week, regular season game week, as possible. Although some of the rules were still in training camp, but as far as the meetings, coaches with the responsibilities for the week, so on and so forth, as much as we can, we want to try to replicate it, and that's what we're doing. Today it was competition Wednesday and Monday, which meant that we're in full pads. Usually a day after, you know, we'd go out in no pads, but again, we want to try to get as much like a regular season week. We have made a decision at the center spot. We brought them both in, and we talked to Wiz is going to be our starting center. So Bowinkle had a good meeting with him, shared the information with him. You could see him playing some tackle, getting some reps at tackle at least. Feel very strongly about the competition that took place, and we thought they both really did well in it. Not so sure if Bo isn't our sixth guy and could play at any one of the positions, so that's why we're training him at tackle as well.
Was it a tough decision? I mean, can you elaborate? What was the difference?
Well, I think the consistency that we saw was, you know, some of the experience. But, no, it was a very difficult decision, the way Bo was playing, because he did a lot of good things. And I think just for the team's sake, where we're at, you know, how it felt when we watched him evaluate him, Wiz had the edge.
Do you like is the experience that Wiz has in the system, did that carry him over the top?
Well, no, because they, you know, Bo picked it up pretty good too. So I, you know, they're both different in how their traits that they have. I think that, but the experience, there was something to be said about that. You know, what was brought to the table. But when he's the sixth guy, Bo could play our backup center. He could be a guard. He could be a tackle. It tells you how much we think of him as well.
Is that also the fact that Wisniewski probably can't give you any help at tackle, that Bowinkle can do that? Does that factor in a little bit?
No, because, we're going to try Bo at tackle and see. We feel like he has some of the skill sets to do it. But Wiz could play guard, too, for us. So, you know, I think that the flexibility is good with Bo.
Gus, how much did the communication and Wiz's ability to, you know, make the calls and stuff like that, like in Olsen's scheme from last year, factor in? Maybe,
well,
not so much experience of games played. But
yeah,
just...
I think the experience of games played helps. I don't know. It was just what we saw on tape and in practice. I think we just felt like Wiz had the edge. And it was very good, close competition. But, you know, we felt like it, like we said, we wanted to try. We weren't going to push it to make it happen. But if we felt strong about it, then we were going to proceed with it. And that's what we did.
So does he now get all the first team reps?
That's what we did today.
Is that the plan all week and then against Detroit?
Yeah. But, yeah, as many as the first team reps, as whatever the first team goes.
Didn't he have so many signs?
No,
why would you sign him if he wasn't going to start?
Well, I mean, that's, they had competition. If we were going to do that, then he would have started right when he came in training camp. But and we went to, if it was the case where he was starting, then we went to have these games of getting him equal reps. It was a true competition, and it's going back and forth, and it was good. And I think the competition elevated each other as well.
How do you feel about your linebacker depth with two guys going down this past weekend?
Well, you know, hopefully we, you know, you look at the length of time of the injuries and how long they're going to be out. Hopefully we, you know, they're both ready to go once we get in the regular season. But I think the first group we feel really good about. I think there was a strong learning curve that took place this past game. They got a bunch of reps, and I think that, you know, this week is going to be big for them, although I don't know how many reps they'll get, you know, maybe a half or, you know, maybe a quarter and a half, something like that. But we'd like to see great progress out of those guys this coming game.
Would Wells out as Bowinkle, your
backup? Well, here's
left
what we're going to do with Wells. Wells will have a cast made, and then he's going to come out and practice. Gotcha. And we'll see how he handles it with the cast on, and then make a decision from there.
Any results, MRIs? A couple guys got to get MRIs today. Any results?
Not that I we haven't heard back from. I know we should find out today.
Hey, back to the center thing for a second. Is you weren't going to push the decision, but was this the best case where you could make one today?
Well, you know, with all the competition, as soon as it becomes clear cut, you want to make the decision. It does give us time now where Wiz can get more reps there with the ones. And, you know, we have a couple weeks before our first game. So it's good. I think that's an advantage of it. But not at the expense of not getting the right person.
How do you envision Bowinko's practice is going as far as reps broken down at each spot?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that is. I would say that, you know, he should get more reps at tackle, depending on how Wells is doing.
when you look around the league, big name guys going down left and right in the preseason, does it make you at least think about how cautious you're being? I mean, you already said you were going to be more cautious than usual.
Well, I think, I know it appears to be cautious. I don't like using that word with our players or with our staff. But I think, through the offseason, we kind of have a set way we want to do things, and we're following through with that. I think there's little adjustments that are taking place. But overall, knock on wood, we've been pretty healthy as far as soft tissue injuries. I know this last week we got banged up a little bit, but, the number of hamstrings and groin pulls and things like that have been down more so than, all the time that Dave and I have been here. So we're just staying true to our plan. And we came in with a certain mindset to try to keep as many guys healthy as possible, so especially for our offensive side, so they could get multiple reps. And I think it's working out for us.
But you don't question the process when you've scored on 5 of 6 possessions with that first team offense? Do you think, well, maybe we should reel it back a little bit and just get them to the open?
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's more just continue what we're doing. If anything, it's, hey, the first game we'd like to get 2 quarters, and the first team offense only got just over a quarter. But the number of plays was up. If anything, it's like, okay, should we leave them out there longer? What happens if it's 45 plays? Do we need that experience? But we really just stuck true to what we said going into it, 30 to 35 plays.
Past, or do you still think?
No, I think it's good. I'll tell you why I think it's important. It's, just to get the guys ready, but also the evaluation part of it with some of these guys on our team. They get the first team reps, or they get reps with the first game and second game, but these next couple of games here, we've got some tough decisions to make, and I think the number of games allows us to do that.
Was Yeldon still in the red jersey?
No.
Well, he was not.
Yes.
Well, first cuts are coming up. How will these injuries play into your decision-making moving into 75 players?
Well, I think you look at and see the length of the injury, and who's going to be available. If we feel like we can get them back, in time for the first game, then I don't think we'll play too much into it, although, it opens the door for somebody else. But I think when it really hampers you, or you have to make some hard decisions, is when the injury is long-lasting, when they're out 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, or 3 months. Then it's really made for you.